Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we explore stories that move beneath the surface. Today, we're embarking on quite a journey into Warren Adler's Trans-Siberian Express.
A classic.
Absolutely. For those of you readers who've already taken this ride, this incredible Cold War suspense train, well, we're going to delve into its enduring relevance. Maybe shine a light on some details you've thought about since reading.
Yeah, and for those who haven't yet.
Oh, prepare to be absolutely captivated. Our mission today, for you, our readers, is really to peel back the layers of this classic and see why it still pulses with such unsettling truth.
It really does.
So, to get started, let's talk about Dr. Alex Cousins. We need to set the scene properly. You have this American oncologist.
Respected.
Right. Right. Top of his field. And he's suddenly summoned to 1970s Moscow. Very urgent. His job, treat the dying Soviet Secretary General Dimitrov for leukemia.
But then comes the twist.
Exactly. While he's there, he accidentally overhears something terrifying. A secret Soviet plan.
A clandestine plan for a nuclear strike on China. Just overhears it.
Yeah. And what I find so brilliant and maybe deeply unsettling is the Soviet reaction.
Right. It's not what you might expect. They don't just eliminate him.
No. Instead, they devise this cruelly sophisticated way to control him. They put him on the Trans-Siberian Express.
Making the train itself his prison, that iconic symbol of Russian vastness becomes inescapable.
It's incredible. The train isn't just transport from Moscow to Peking. It strips him of communication. He's under constant watch.
A confined world.
Totally. A real powder keg on rails, isn't it?
Yeah.
Adler turns it into this living, breathing microcosm of Soviet life.
The pressure cooker environment, the surveillance, no escape. It just strips away all the pretense. You see raw survival instincts.
Absolutely. And as Cousins travels across this vast country, the story unfolds through his encounters, right? He meets everyone.
A complete cross-section. Yep. Soldiers, bureaucrats, workers, intellectuals, even dissidents.
And that confined space just cranks the tension up to 11.
You're constantly asking, along with him, who can he possibly trust? Does anyone else know what he knows?
Which leads right into Cousins' moral dilemma, doesn't it?
It really does. How does a moral man, a doctor sworn to heal, handle this kind of immoral situation? His life is on the line, maybe world peace.
That internal struggle, you feel it on every page. Adler really gets inside his head.
Oh, definitely.
We see this profound psychological unraveling. He's caught between his duty as a doctor, that oath, and this crushing weight of being a global citizen holding world-altering information.
And all the while, Dimitrov, the ailing leader he's supposed to save, he's looming, even from afar.
Like this unseen puppet master. It just adds to the fear, the desperation. It's such a masterclass in psychological suspense.
Which brings us to why this book, Trans-Siberian Express, still hits so hard today, decades later.
Yeah, it's more than just a spy thriller.
Much more. It's a deep dive into surveillance, authoritarian control, you know, ideological paranoia. Adler shows brilliantly how surveillance isn't just watching. It infects your mind.
Every glance feels like a threat.
Exactly. And for Alex, being Russian-American, caught between East and West, even just thinking freely becomes dangerous.
So connecting this to now, I mean, the novel feels incredibly prescient.
Doesn't it, Jess? You look at current events, the geopolitical tensions, the nuclear talk coming back.
And Adler's themes just resonate so clearly. The danger of staying silent with the truth, the cost of knowing too much.
And that whole fraught morality of just trying to survive under oppressive systems, it feels very, very current.
The atmosphere he builds is just masterful. Mm-hmm. That cold, it's physical, but it's psychological too.
Yeah, it seeps into you, like Lucari's realism maybe,
yeah.
But also that confined mystery of Christie.
Yeah, but it's uniquely Adler, that blend of high-stakes spying and deep moral questions.
He really captures that slow burn tension. You almost feel the chill reading it, you know? That system's coldness.
It's a powerful reminder, isn't it? How fragile truth can be when power wants it silenced. So, Trans-Siberian Express. It really reminds us how history's darkest fears, well, they have a way of circling back. Yesterday's fiction feeling like today's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thriller, yes, but it's about the cost of knowing too much.
Mm.
And the high-speed machinery systems used to silence inconvenient truth.
A chilling thought.
It is. If you, our readers, haven't read it, we really urge you to dive in. And if you have, we hope this deep dive encourages you to revisit those compelling pages with fresh eyes.
It's worth the revisit.
Thanks for riding with The Deep Dive today. And remember, some journeys are far more dangerous than their destinations, especially when the truth is your unwanted cargo.